Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful to have you be with me on this 18th day already of February 2023. Wow, it is still flying. Still, it's amazing. Anyway, I'm grateful that you could be with me. We're going to talk about a very pungent and difficult difficult situation that people find themselves in the course of their lifetime. It is not a pleasant thing. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And I've had plenty of experiences with this, so I am an expert, literally. How do you deal? Let me just read the question from Jane, and she does not tell me where she lives. How do I deal with my husband's disdain for the things you teach? He will not allow me to join your efforts. I have a lot of this, a lot, and I see it all the time. Couples get into a groove. They marry each other for purposes that have to do with genetic dispositions. They marry each other due to chemistry in the body. I've seen people marry each other out of vengeance and pride, vanity. I've seen it all. And so when this occurs within a person, they think they're in love. It's a chemical thing. We're never in love. If we were in love, we would not need to be married. So typically the two people feel their primitive urges to have sex and make babies and do all that stuff and never question whether or not this is appropriate for them or whether they have the psychology even to deal with it. Just the basic psychology, they just don't have it. So anyway, with all this being said, I'm looking at couples coming in, and one or the other, the male or the female, will come and seek something beyond the confines of their relationship. Something more, maybe profound, something the relationship could not embrace. And that is okay. That's typical. Sometimes they come together and sometimes they don't. Sometimes when they come together, one or the two of them will realize the gravitas of the practice, the threat that it can impose upon themselves and what they see as the meaning of their relationship. So there's all sorts of stuff going on simultaneous to, you know, being with me. So what will happen typically if a couple comes, you know, together, and the male or the female, usually it's the female, I can tell you that right off the bat, she causes all sorts of problems. When she starts feeling like maybe the practice is revealing things about their relationship, about themselves, that does not fit the mold of their thinking, the way they like to think about themselves and each other, and especially when the woman starts to understand that he is going to start seeing her in a different light, all of a sudden, she will run, and she will do everything she can to drag him along with her. Now, depending on their financial status and how much money they have, the guy will think about maybe, well, if we can't work this out, this practice seems more important, because he's not really terribly happy. A woman keeps a man with two weapons. The first is sex, of course, and the second is food. And men are stupid. Honestly, we are. They're primitive. They're just idiots. They're knuckle draggers. So they generally will go along with this thing. I don't want to split up the money. I'll be living in a one-bedroom apartment, and nobody will be there to cook, and I'll be lonely and all of that. So, you know, 8 out of 10 will follow the woman, because she runs the show women run the world. They say it's a man's world. I've never thought that. It's a woman's world. She's there doing the Cleopatra thing, manipulating Mark Anthony and all of that stuff. So it goes on. Men are easily dealt with food and sex. And when the sex goes, the food is there and the money, and there you go. You have the confines of the relationship. But in this, Jane, your situation is totally different. Now, I have men who are married to women who are students who resent the money that they give as donations for their workshops and their retreats and counseling. They have a great deal of difficulty with that. And a lot of these characters are Catholic or come from traditional religious backgrounds with their mother and father. So they don't like any of this because, you know, religion's over there in the corner. The thing that most matters is sex and food. That's all men think about, sex and food and money, of course. So with all that being said, you know, they'll pressure. I've had many, many female students come to me and say my husband won't support this. And like you say, won't let me do this. So, you know, a choice has to be made inside of yourself. You're either going to work with the eternity of yourself, or you're going to work with the human part, the pedestrian mentality that just wants to go along to get along. I have seen this over and over and over again. And typically, this is typical, not always, the female does not want him involved in anything that would be of any kind of particular origins of authenticity to a higher power. That's what they'll say, the higher power, or to love. That's the way I look at it. And if they do, then their place with their husband or their wife is threatened. And that's the big boogaboo. I have had this hundreds and hundreds of times in my career. I laugh at it. I think it's amazing. Most people don't have much character or any at all. And they will do things that are self-destructive based on the impulse that they have of the fear of either being alone or not being able to survive, not having enough money. And with all of this being said, that's why your husband is protesting. He doesn't want you involved in anything that would take you away from him and what he thinks of as his privilege with you, his rights with you, and what he has earned by being a good provider or whatever with you. We have kids. I had a career. I did everything for you. And now you're going to go off with this guy, this crazy pen guy who looks to me like he is trying to break us up. He's crazy, and I don't want that to happen. I like our little life and our patterned relationship. I just want it to go around and around and around in that pattern, and I want to live happily ever after with food and sex, and when the sex goes, just food and watching the game and all of that. That's the way it is. So I guess you have, Jane, a huge, huge decision to make, and I can't make that for you, and I'm not going to influence you as to what I think you ought to do, because that would be stupid. But I will say this. You need to take a deep look at the integrity of your life and what you feel is important to your living, and can you live one more moment with someone who won't allow you to spread your wings and fly? And if that is not the case for you, that's not the case for you. This isn't going to happen in this lifetime, and such is the way. And sometimes that burning desire for spiritual awakening is enough to help you in the next life, whatever that will be. That's all I can say, Jane. Thank you for your beautiful question, and I think you helped a lot of people because most people don't ask this question. Hope you'll forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air mañana. I hope you'll join me. This is fun. And if you ever have a question, it's greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Thank you for listening. And again, please forgive me, won't you? Hey, namaste.